101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Get ready. 101.7 The Truth Family Fest is back. Join us Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School for free back-to-school resources, live entertainment, family activities, and community fun. Vendors and sponsors can reserve a spot by visiting truthfamilyfest.com or emailing Sierra at Sierra.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, and Incision. Listen, we want you all there, all the vendors. We are still currently accepting applications. We want to come out, have a good time, give back to the community. You know, this is also a time for entrepreneurs to be able to expose their business and whatever it is that they have going on. Shout out to Truth Nation. Shout out to the chat. Make sure y'all tap in with us on YouTube. Like and subscribe at 101.7 The Truth. Follow us on social media at 101.7 The Truth. And you can follow Tapped In on Instagram at TapInMKE. Shout out to the chat. Enlightenment 95 says, man, if my brain could manifest itself, it would be your words. You're spot on with every word you speak. Thank you so much. Thank you for tapping in with us. Listen, your mind is very, very, very powerful, which is why we are having this conversation about legacy relationships, the blueprint, believing in yourself. And there's something that happens when someone tells you that you can't do something, right? That's what we're talking about today. 833-212-1017. We want to hear from you. Who told you that you couldn't? And what happened after you proved them wrong? There is something that happens, right? Something magical that happens in certain people when their back is up against the wall. There's something magical that happens in certain people when there's people who have doubt in them or who attempt to instill fear inside of them and tell them that whatever it is they're trying to do, they can't do. I am one of those people, right? The worst thing you could ever do is try to get in my way. That's the worst thing you could do because I'm going to run you over. Not literally. But I'm going to run you over with my determination, with my motivation, with what it is inside of me, right? I don't need, and I'm going to be subjective here, but I want you all to tell yourself this as well. We don't need anyone telling us what we can and can't do. I don't need you to project your insecurities onto me because I know who I am. I know what I'm capable of. And just because you don't understand my vision, you don't understand what's inside of my mind, does not mean that it's impossible. It may be impossible for you because you don't have the superpowers that I have. You were not built the same as me, but you have your own. We all are superheroes in our own way. We all have been equipped with certain superpowers since birth, and it's up to you to tap into it. And then once you begin to network and build relationships, you'll then find other people who are similar, but in their own way. And they'll begin to add to whatever it is that you're trying to do and whoever it is that you are trying to become. Before we went to break, we were talking about believing in yourself, right? The confidence. What is it that you're doing to stop you from feeling like you have to start? How many opportunities have you missed until you felt like you were ready? What dream have you talked yourself out of? What is keeping you from starting? What is it? When I reflect and I sit back, I've had multiple conversations the past couple of weeks with people closest to me because I am in the middle of a transition. And what happens sometimes is your old life comes back up and it's in competition with the new life. And then you have to choose if you're going to go backwards or if you want to move forward. And there are some things that I am great at that I have not been doing. I have stepped away from, and those around me are encouraging me to step back into it. And I make every excuse in the book as to why I don't want to. Oh, I'm old now. Oh, I have children. Oh, I'm working too. Oh, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Those are all excuses, right? What are you doing that's stopping yourself? Don't talk yourself out of greatness. Stop talking yourself out of what God has for you because you don't necessarily know how it's going to get done. How many times have you been in a situation in your life where you didn't know something, how something was going to happen, but it worked out? You have to treat your goals, your success, your career. You have to treat all of that the same way. I don't know how this is going to pan out, but I know it is. I believe in myself enough to know that whatever it is I want to do, whether I have the tools and the equipment to get it done right then and there, it's still going to happen. Because if I don't have it, I'm going to put myself in position to align it to where I begin to attract it, right? If it's something you really want to do, you're going to do it. You're not going to allow anyone or anything to stop you or it from happening. We are so rough on ourselves when it comes to doubt and not believing in ourselves. You can have confidence and still not have faith. You can have confidence in yourself and say, you know what? I know I could do it if I really wanted to. Okay, so put action to it. You can't tell yourself that you're not ready for something. If you wasn't ready, the opportunity would have never presented itself. And then you're allowing other people around you to spew out their own fears and insecurities onto you because they see something in you that you don't see in yourself. That absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. You have to be whatever it is that you need to be, whoever it is that you need to be. And when you go from there, everything that you have will fall into place. But again, oftentimes, we talk ourselves out of what is meant for us because we allow other people to spew their insecurities onto us. What God gave me, He did not give to you. You have your own superpowers for a specific reason. It's up to you to tap into that. It's up to you to not allow other people to make you feel less than or like you can't do whatever it is you want to do because they see something in you and then you're reminding them of everything that they've never became. You have to keep pushing. So don't allow opportunities to be missed because you feel like you aren't ready. Don't talk yourself out of a dream. Don't talk yourself out of not starting because you feel like you aren't ready. You have to do what you have to do. We have to go to break. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. One on 1.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Hey man, listen. Say man, hey man. We got some legends in the building, right? Cuckoo Kyle is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Do what it do, Milwaukee.
Yes, indeed. Listen, okay. A lot of people obviously know your career, but I just want to take the time publicly. I've said it before, but they don't know our relationship. Kyle is family, but most importantly, what matters to me the most is the relationship we have outside of the screen, the being able to call someone when you need to talk or whatever and just provide that motivation and that focus so that they can get to wherever they need to go. I've watched you throughout all these years. You are my GOAT. You are the city GOAT. And ain't no artist here ever been able to do what you have do despite of opinions.
My niece. Send me a cash shot real fast.
Yes, indeed. How you feeling today, Aunt?
Good. Feeling remarkable, man. It's a beautiful day. Besides all this smoke coming from Canada, you know what I'm saying? It's a better smoke than I'm witnessing, you know what I'm saying, in the past, but it's all good. I'm feeling great.
Yes, indeed. So we already know majority of your story, where you started and things like that. I kind of want to dive into the mental part of it as it pertains to who you are, your career. When we call you a legend, because you are a legend, right? How do you feel? Do you embrace it or do you still feel like you're chasing something bigger?
And you said the mental. I said, damn, man, I'm just going to get away from it.
No, you good.
All right. But now I'm starting to embrace it. You know what I mean? You know, it really ain't about me no more. You know, it's about trying to set an example for other people in the industry and the youth. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I'm starting to get into a little bit more into that, man. You know, I think I get my real flowers.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm a witness. You came to Howard Fuller School, rocked out with the kids. The kids were excited. These kids was born in 2012. So the fact that they knew who Cuckoo Kyle was was like mind blowing. Not that they shouldn't, but it just warmed my heart, right? It means that you're doing whatever it is that you're supposed to do. We've known you had a career that has went up and down. I don't like the term of the downfall of, because you ain't never fell off to me. You are you. You're the GOAT. You keep rising. You keep coming back doing what you're doing, right? So with that being said, was there ever a moment when nobody believed in your vision except for you?
Yeah, right now. I just, you know what I'm saying? When I first started out, it was just music. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't thinking about no business, you know what I'm saying, putting no record on the radio or none of that, man. It was just, man, the love for music, man. Yeah. Like, I've just always had a love for music, man. And I'm a good-hearted person, man.
Yeah. Yep.
So y'all give me my money.
No, for real. For real, especially when you put so much work into it. Today we were talking about the blueprint, networking, relationships, things of that nature. What relationship changed your life?
This man right here sitting next to me, DJ Extra Large, in the building from the Bay.
What's up, what's up?
Yes, indeed. How did that come about? How did that change your life?
I went out to do a show out in the Bay many years ago, and I ran into E-40. As soon as I walked in the hotel room, man, my phone rung, man. I was like, I ain't getting nobody. They don't even know my room number yet.
Yeah.
And E-40, you know what I'm saying? That's his city, you know what I'm saying? He knew I was in town, man, and he asked me to come do a song with him. But anyway, to speed it up a little bit, I got into a little something with somebody, man. And I think I had already met Large, and I had to call him to come bail me out. That's some fun. And he showed up, you know what I'm saying, Johnny on the spot. Jimmy Johns, you know? But, yeah, he's, you know what I'm saying, he's worked with a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying, from Tupac to Snoop, yeah, to Spice One, you know what I'm saying? He did all that Welcome to the Ghetto, yeah, back in the day, the Bay Area, Too Short, E-40. And, man, it's been my road, dog, man. You know what I'm saying? We back at y'all.
Listen, I had the pleasure of meeting XL last year. I was visiting home on my way to move to a different city, and so was Unk. And we ended up on the same flight at the same hotel, and XL was there, too. And I was like, this has to be divine intervention, right? Welcome again back to Milwaukee. Come up to the mic a little bit.
Thank you.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I got my man with me, you know. Yeah. It's a family situation, so I'm feeling great. You know, Milwaukee is my second home.
Yes, indeed. You know? So what's your take on what Cal just said as far as the relationship and how you changed his life?
I mean, I just feel like, and I'm taking it somewhere, I feel like God takes me where I'm needed.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
I've been with Spice, Snoop, 40, Short, Dog Pound, everybody in this life.
Yes.
At times when, when you need that rock, I'm there, whether it's music, whether it's an ear to talk to, a shoulder to lean on, whatever it is.
Yeah. You know?
So, and, hey, man, once we met, it was like peanut butter and jelly. We just kept it going.
Really? I know,
we,
that's right.
We did that tour. We did 27 cities, 30 days.
He took me, all the records I had, gold records, everything, right? Mm-hmm. I went overseas with him first before I went with anybody else. So, and then that just, you know, him remembering and Tommy Boy calling.
Yes.
That meant something to me.
27 cities in 30 days. We were scratching and biting like a
So when we're talking about relationships, right, and we're talking about networking, what is one thing that people misunderstand about building relationships?
Yeah, that is very, very important right now. I'm like I'm reloaded, you know what I'm saying? And I'm starting to rekindle a lot of old relationships. You know, I planted the seeds a very, very long time ago, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And to be able to reach back, you know what I'm saying, to work with some people that's, you know, here to help for me, you know what I'm saying? The Tony Drapers, you know what I'm saying, from Suave House. And you know what I'm saying? Just to be able to reach back to people is a beautiful thing. So you always want to establish good relationships.
Absolutely. You got your manager in the building, Sean.
Yes,
you ain't out of here, man. What's wrong with you?
Yes,
what's going on?
What's the word? What's the word?
I'm blessed.
How did this come about?
May I announce this? Yes. So we have a new label. It's called More Money Music.
Let's go.
More Money Music.
I'm always down to get more money.
See me? Sean Moore is my new manager. He's been standing on it. He's the mate. I'm talking about within a month, man. He's created so many opportunities for me. It don't make no sense.
For the both of us.
Yep. Some opportunities for real. Y'all look for the movie My project's coming real soon, man. I hate to admit that. You the first one. You the first one to get that. You the first one to get that.
Don't nobody else know.
Come on, they know now.
You the first one to get it. I did that because you my niece. I did that because you my niece.
We wasn't gonna tell nobody else now.
Don't tell nobody.
Y'all keep that on the
hush.
Don't tell nobody. So, Sean, how do you feel taking on this role? How has it changed your life?
Honestly, I like challenges.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Somebody asked me, what don't I do?
Yeah.
And I told him, lose.
Come on now.
You know what I mean? And that's my brother.
Yes.
That ain't my friend. That's my brother, man.
Yes.
And when he asked me, I told him, yeah, we going to do it. You know what I mean? I got your back, bro, and I got your front, right? Ain't no more taking advantage of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we going to keep it strictly business.
Yeah.
We got some structure, yeah. Right? We got a foundation.
Yep.
And we going to knock them doors back off the hinges because he deserves it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And we got a team now, Jazz. You know what I mean? And we always looking for good people to join that team because, you know, being an organizer and my background, I know what it means to have a strong team.
Yes.
Right? That support is needed for my brother.
Yeah.
Right? And we're going to support him. We're going to fight with him.
Yes.
And the rebranding.
Crazy.
Watch the rise of this
Crazy.
Phoenix.
Come
Watch
on
the
now.
Rise of this Phoenix.
Crazy. That's how it's supposed to be. That's. Let me ask you something, Unc. Right? Your style is so different, right? There's literally no one on this earth who sounds like you. How much work went into you becoming that, right? To where you're separated from every other artist that sounds alike.
I had to give thanks first and foremost. I don't believe I ain't said this just to give glory to God. And then my mama, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's where it come from, you know? I don't know, man. I remember I used to be back in high school, man. It was a team of girls, man. We just be ribbing each other, man. I remember this one girl say, "Why you sound like you singing an opera or something. Your voice so, you know what I'm saying?" Then I started rapping. Once I started listening back to myself, like I do kind of got like a different
sound.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
So I want to touch on, I know you got to get out of here real quick, but I want to touch on the younger generation and you. Again, we know what it means to give you your flowers. We know what it means to support you. Do you feel like the younger generation of artists coming from Milwaukee is supporting you?
Yep. I just did a song recently with a Big Frank. You know what
Let's
I'm saying?
Go.
Me and Baby Drew. Plan to do with something with Steve the Stoner, man. I respect all the Chicken P. He always been down with my man Black. Shout out Blackout.
Yeah.
Black for Blackout Records. Yeah, man. I mean, I ain't got no beef, man. I'm looking to support any artist out of Milwaukee, especially the youth, man, because I know how it is, you know what I'm saying, when
yes.
I was younger trying to get in the game, man.
There's a lot of older artists who are online complaining constantly about the new music, and I feel like we go through this every generation.
What?
How do you set yourself apart how do you show up for the younger artists, even if you don't understand what their genre of music is?
Man, just get behind them. When it's somebody turn, when everybody jump behind that one person, man,
yes.
We can go, man. If y'all want to, man, you go out of town, man, you see people, man, from Atlanta, Jeezy and all them T.I.s, man, when they get out of Atlanta, man, they all is one, man. I done seen people from Milwaukee back in the day, man. We leave out of town and we still separated. Wait till we get back home to have the shootout,
yeah.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, man, it's just, man, you just got to get behind. If you see somebody hot, especially in our city, because it's going to open a door for you.
Absolutely.
But everybody, you know what I'm saying, kind of want to be up in the front. But everybody get their turn, man. You got to push somebody through the door, man. You got to help, you know, people got to help other people get through that door, man.
Absolutely.
That's the main thing. So we can be recognized, so we can be looked upon.
Yes.
Know?
So in today's age, we know that the DJs, like we know the era that you guys come from and what you have done for us. But I feel like to a certain extent with streaming, with the syndicate radio, that is kind of fading out a little bit, not to its entirety. But can you just go into details the importance of being a DJ and what it means to get behind an artist like Cuckoo and actually sell him so that the people can support him the way that they need to?
I mean, the DJ is the foundation. It's just the groundwork. It started with the DJ and hip hop,
mm-hmm.
you know, with Kool Herc and all the guys out of New York. And the business kind of did push the DJ to the side and focused on the artist,
yes.
which is cool because it's a business. But still in all, that's how you get your music out. That's how you're going to touch more people, you know. Yes. You can only do so much by yourself.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we do the crowd manipulation. So we're going to be there. We know what
Absolutely.
Sounds good. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Just by spinning the records this long, you know.
So since y'all mentioned it, I mean, why not tap into this movie, The Projects? Let's tap into it. Let's talk about it. I have so many thoughts right now. I don't even know what the script is, but I just want to roll.
You probably in it.
I just want to roll.
Me calling at 2 in the morning. Let me get a cash out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now we don't count no favorites.
It's based upon. It's going to be based upon basically my life. You know what I'm saying? From the start, you know, being an Army brat. You know what I'm saying? To you know, messing around with the music, dog, making cassette tapes, to DJing when I came to Milwaukee, to rapping, you know what I'm saying, with a G to a key, rest in peace, 88 Keys, G Money, you know what I'm saying, and then moving on to Infinite 4-5, to the My Projects, man, it's just going to be the whole story, man. The struggles I went through at home, my high school shit, my drinking, my drug, and just the whole, you know what I'm saying, the whole story.
Yeah.
I think... You know, I put out that documentary. Shout out to Sloan, Swift Sloan.
Family.
It's Just Money Entertainment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For The Rise and Fall of Cuckoo Cow. But that was just a documentary. I really want to shoot a movie, man, a real movie, man, to really portray my life, man.
Yes.
I know everybody done heard this kind of story, but, man, not mine.
Not yours. Your story is your story.
It's something that's unique.
Yeah.
Really unique.
Absolutely. So, and to that point, I'm eager to see it because A, your story, B, you deserve it, but I love your strength. A lot of people don't know what you're battling with your wife, with your family behind closed doors, and they make comments and they can say whatever they want, which we don't have to get into, but I just want you to know that I admire your strength and I see how hard you try to keep yourself in position to where you can begin to have movies and things of that nature. So no matter what it is, no matter what you're battling, just keep going, Unc, for real.
Keep scratching and biting.
Keep going. You are inspiration for us all. Do y'all have any shout outs before y'all want to get out here?
I just shout out the whole city of Milwaukee, man. Thank you. I appreciate this city, man. It's like my second home.
Yes.
Yep. Shout out. Yep. City of Milwaukee, man. There's so many people. We'd be here to New Year's. If you miss somebody, they go fill away.
Yeah. Really got back to my roots in Milwaukee, DJing, everything. So it's like, it's therapy for both of us.
Yes. You
know? So. Y'all come check us out.
Yeah. Where?
Tonight.
Where?
Diasporas. I DJ down there.
Oh,
Every Wednesdays and Fridays.
That Cigar Lounge is insane.
Yes.
What time y'all there? I'm going to have to pull
up. I'll be there at 7 till 2.
So. Oh, yeah, I'm pulling up. Meach, we going on there?
Yeah, we're there every Wednesday and Friday, y'all. Come check us out.
Sean, you got some shout outs?
Everybody, man. You know, I went through a lot a few years ago, and my family stayed with me. Mm-hmm. I mean, and, you know, I love my city.
Yeah.
I really love my city, Jazz.
Yeah.
I mean, and, we doing this because we want to open doors. So shout out to Milwaukee, man. Cuckoo back.
Yes.
Right?
Like he never left.
And it ain't just about him returning. It's him returning with a mission.
Yes.
To open doors for other people, right?
Absolutely.
When it comes to music, why can't we be Atlanta?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why can't we be Texas, right?
Yeah.
We got that same talent.
Yep.
That and I hate using the word, but we got that potential.
Yes, absolutely.
And once we nurture it,
yep.
You know, we can take off.
We gonna take off. So, we are. Yeah. Thank y'all so much for dropping by. I'm gonna have to pull up on y'all.
Pull up, yeah, come indeed, on. Indeed, indeed. One more shout out to Lavo.
Yes, indeed.
And my man Shamrock, man.
Yes, yes indeed. Yes, we got Shamrock coming up next.
Shout out to you too.
Thank you.
And once again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Really proud of you, for real, sis.
Thank y'all so much. Listen, y'all heard it from the legends themselves. Do not touch that dial. We got another legend in the building, Shamrock. We want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct, and we have a special guest, not just a special guest in the building. We have another Milwaukee legend in the building, Shamrock. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much. How you feeling?
Great.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it. So we were talking to Cuckoo maybe about 10 minutes ago, and we were talking about networking and building in the culture and things of that nature. A lot of people are familiar with Milwaukee culture, but a lot of people are not. So I want to take them back to the beginning from your point of view, right? If you know, you know. If you was around back in the day, you know Trouble Souls. You know who was a part of it. You know the work that went in. You know Shem, right? You know what it is. Take us back. Take us back to the beginning of the culture. You played a huge part in Milwaukee culture and the music culture overall. I want to start from the beginning. What did that look like? How did it happen?
Wow. It was like... very, very kind of like competitive back then. You couldn't get a Baby Drew and a Cuckoo Cow to do no mixtape together in the beginning. You couldn't get them on the same project together. It was like, you know, back when you go like to like the breaking, we was looking for Turbo and Ozone with that cardboard underneath us trying to battle.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of that in the beginning. You can go back to like with DRE. Mm-hmm. You know, Where's the P, and you can go all the way back.
Yeah.
It was always competitive to where, like, we wanted to battle.
Yeah. What do you think is the difference from today's artists in Milwaukee in their culture as far as the grind, as far as the mentality versus your culture, your time, your generation?
Even though it was competitive and it was more unity, mm-hmm. it was more togetherness, it was more like, all right, y'all beat us today. Next week, I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
You know, this today, they take it. They can't take no L's.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you could look at the charts. If it's industry, they can't take no L's.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And then it was, we could take a L, but that'll make the win more, you know, happier when we do win.
Yeah. Talking about taking L's, right, we've talked about risk, we've talked about preparation, all of that stuff. What are some of the things that you face? First of all, before we get into the things you face as far as obstacles with music, we got to run out of accolades, man. We got to let the people know, some of the people you work with, the things that you've done so that they can understand how deep this goes back.
Shout out to... Hello?
There you go.
Shout out to like the Outlaws, Tupac,
yeah,
Sebo,
yeah,
Too Short,
yeah,
Big Mike, Section 8 Mob. That's going back way far.
Yeah,
you know, industry is pretty much anyone who came from Milwaukee got some Trouble Soul in them.
Yeah, how did that name come up? How did you and who all was a part of the group?
Wow, that Napalm. Poker Face, Spoil Rotten, Gina Lee, Lepore, Gangsta Despo.
Yes.
I mean, but that just, it just grew wings. It's just so many.
Yeah.
Lipsies.
Yeah.
Any Armands. Wow. Now it's just like we got so many. It's just, I can't even.
Yeah. It's a family.
Yeah.
It's a family. It's something that started.
A big olive branch.
Yeah. Started one way and it ended up becoming a huge family. During your career, during the time that you guys were involved actively in music, did you think to yourself, like, we're shaping the culture for the music scene in Milwaukee, or was it never a thought?
No. Because you were so used to doing that.
Yeah.
Setting trends or wearing something new or having something first, or we was kind of used to that.
Yeah.
Going somewhere before, like, we were used to that.
And now it's different because it seemed like people are constantly trying to force to set trends for clickbait or for social media. Like, it's not in them.
That's an error. Because, see, if we had Facebook or, you know, the internet or whatever, we probably would have been worse.
Yeah. You think so?
I don't know. It's just like, when we were doing the things that we were doing, We just didn't have the ammunition that these youngsters have now. We didn't have nothing. We had to make believe we had something.
Yeah.
Now they actually got it.
Yeah.
You know, they actually can order it right there and have it delivered.
So when you were talking about they're afraid to take loss, why do you think that is? Why do you think that, or what happened? I know I'm leading with the W.
Kind of, yeah. Nevertheless, but it's sort of like an influence. It's taught. Mm-hmm. It's taught a lot of these. Okay, it was taught back then, but it was taught with more love in it.
Yeah.
Now it's just get out my face.
Yeah.
You know, then it was get out my face and get out grown folks' business, and it was different. It was a reason for the get out my face. Now it's just get out my face.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's like it's taught to know love. It's taught. People swear they want $1 million and they can't even count to $1 million.
Right.
People swear that, you know, they're this intelligent and they don't know nothing.
Yep.
I mean, so back then you knew something because you had experience in it or you trusted who taught you. Now you can't trust nothing. A pair of lips will say anything today.
Facts.
2026, they'll rock you to sleep.
Facts.
See you coming.
Yeah.
Looking for you. Oh, there go my lick right there.
Yep. How important is it to take a loss?
Depends on your age. Because mm-hmm. now I can't afford no losses.
Mm.
I should have learned.
Yeah.
You know. So being a teenager, being a 27-year-old, being a 37-year-old, those are three different ways of looking at a loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Especially if it's the same loss repetitively.
Yeah.
You go in the right store, but you're going down the same aisle and you're doing it. Go down a different aisle.
Yeah.
You can go in the same store, but just don't go down that aisle no more.
Yep. Yeah. Take the loss, but.
You got to learn that.
Yeah. But learn from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like dealing with my two teenagers, I was talking about it earlier this week. I feel like they've become entitled because they're used to me doing everything. Or like trying to help them do everything. So whenever it's something that's not going their way or whenever they take a loss, they don't know how to respond to it. And I feel like that's a lot of the culture in general, especially in Milwaukee. It's a lot of youth running around here who are overly emotional because something isn't going their way. They haven't been taught to stand up for themselves in a fist fight. They rather pick up, you know, a gun and do whatever it is that they need to do. But I think that one of the issues we have is everything is microwave. No one wants to see the process. They just want to see the finished product, right? What was it like for you to put in the work in that era? Before social media, before streaming, before all of that, we talking boots on the ground. We talking word of mouth, traveling flyers, selling CDs and tapes out the trunk.
You looked it forward towards that because you didn't know the possibility of not having that.
Yeah.
You looked forward to it. So you didn't know no... I was raised in the South. When I came to Milwaukee, I had to learn the difference. Yeah. I didn't know no better. I was country, you know? I was a country dude. I was scared to talk because they're going to rip you or talk crazy about the way you speak. So I didn't know no better.
Yeah.
You know, all I knew is what I know, you know. And so I didn't know that what I was doing was innovating. I didn't know what I was doing was inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know no better.
Yeah.
So I can't describe anything other than doing my aspirations. You know, I didn't know no better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know no wrong or right to it. I wasn't trying to do nothing. I was just being what this say.
Yes, freedom. Being free. Yeah. Absolutely, being free. I know that's right. How do you feel about the state of the culture today in the city of Milwaukee?
Not being a clown on the stage or being the person in the background.
Mm.
Not being someone with a hand up their back or the puppets on the strings.
Yep.
Not to knock those that have that engine behind them or something that they're working for.
Mm-hmm.
But just balance the two. Everybody got the artistry, but you don't got the business to it.
Yes.
Be more conscious of the business first.
Yeah.
Before you sign up for that.
Yeah. You know? Do you think it's easier for today's generation of youth, as it pertains to the industry, to receive the help and the information for as far as business?
That's kind of hard to do. To the, they don't listen.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, why you ain't there? If you know everything, why you ain't there?
Yeah.
These W questions are like, it's the truth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just continue to stay down. Stay down and continue.
Absolutely.
Be conscious of what you signed, though. You know.
Yeah. And thoroughly look and thoroughly ask questions.
Ask the questions, yeah.
Even if they are the W questions.
Yeah, you have to get them answered.
Ask the questions.
You sign.
We got to go to break. Do not touch that dial. We got a legend in the building, Shamrock. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, do your thing. Hey, do your thing. Hey, do your thing. Hey, do your thing. Hey.
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct, and we have another legend in the building. Shamrock is here. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about the blueprint, legacy, relationships, and believing in yourself. Who told you you couldn't? Who told you that you couldn't do what you wanted to do? And what happened after you proved them wrong? So before we went to break, we were talking about the culture, the music, all of the above. But I want to take it a step further and dig into something a little bit deeper. As we're talking about networking and relationships, and then the importance of that, we also need to touch on the fact that sometimes we don't have people around us that need to be around us, right? How important is it to have people around you who are going to tell you the truth and not what you want to hear?
Wow. That kind of starts with yourself, though, because you got to be around people that you will listen to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's going to start with who do you really, how far did you go with those that you would listen to thus far?
Mm-hmm.
And now you know who you can take healthy, you know, backlash from or correction from. It's a difference between getting corrected and checked. You ain't gonna never be able to check me.
Yeah, but you can correct me.
Yeah, you gotta be able to reach me to listen to
me.
And now I understand. Okay, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I apologize, you know. And then, you know, people would try to see what they see for you. Like, here, wear this jacket. You're supposed to be right there. Like, you got to get those away from you at the same time. Like, that's supposed to be you right there. Like, you got to get those away from you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that takes time, like experience. You could still be young and have it, but you have to go through experiences to understand that.
Yeah.
Because you can't just get that right off the bat.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't teach you how to stack your own money. You know what I mean? I can't teach you how to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because some people are more giving. Some people are more stubborn.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, how do you balance yourself? It takes experience. It takes time.
Absolutely.
And, you know what I mean? You can't just jump in and not give you the keys to it. If it was easy, everybody would have it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's got to be a little hard.
Yeah.
It got to be a little difficult.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Before you hit the backflip. Yes, I can. I can stick it.
Yeah.
Now it's like, it ain't no bet with me. Bet. No, it's pay to see it now.
Come on now. Woo!
How much you gonna pay to see it?
Yeah. Ain't no bet. All bets are off.
It costs everybody something.
Yeah.
Might cost some a lot, might cost some a little, but it's gonna cost them all, though.
Yep. Absolutely. So one of the things as we talking about people telling you the truth, we had a conversation, and we always had these conversations, but we had a conversation yesterday about me standing in my own way. And that was something I was talking about earlier in the show. People not proceeding with whatever it is they want to do because they don't feel like they are ready, right? We have a habit of dimming our light and dimming our light to try and fit in and not be whoever it is that we want to be.
You don't want to be a know-it-all, you know?
Yeah.
However, you know a little bit about a lot of stuff. It's, you know, you can't dim your glow of your halo. No matter how you want to. You can't, ain't no such thing as dimming your glow. I got that iGoPro glow. I can't dim it. Why run from it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, you might as well embrace it. It's too late. You can't hide it.
You thought you could.
I mean, that's that thought.
Stop thought.
Straight like that.
You can hide it. So how do you, for those who are in situations where they may not have the confidence to pull themselves up to say, I'm standing in my own way. What are some things that needs to happen in order for them to? Because it's not easy. It's not easy for me neither.
Well, okay. In my beliefs, it's going to take a sense of humbleness, of grounding in prayer or belief of something of higher power. Like the universe has to it has to combine.
Yeah.
The lines, it has to align. The stars. And you have to believe in some type of higher power.
Right.
And just ask it for strength. Everything else is on you, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you got to build your confidence. You got to, it's just like building muscle.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, if I want to work to get to something and be the greatest at it, you know it's going to take work. It's not going to hand it to you. You're going to have to put the work in. So look forward towards it.
Who or what taught you your work ethic?
My grandparents.
How so?
Like, I've went hunting with both of my granddaddies and been fishing with both of my grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, raised in Mississippi, it was kind of different, you know? You get different things whooped into you that get beat out of you when you get back to me.
Come on now.
5-3-2-0-6
Come on now.
You hear me? So, I mean, yeah, my grandparents, I felt at 12 years old, I was grown by then.
Yeah.
I knew everything I need.
Yeah.
Food, shelter, water, and clothes. Pray for it.
Yeah.
God's going to give you that at your feet. Everything else is a want. Go get it. Go get it.
Absolutely.
Figure it out.
Discipline is something that I feel like a lot of people don't have or they miss when it comes to missed opportunities, right? Preparation, we talked about that earlier during the week as well, being ready so you don't have to
get ready.
I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
But one of the things that I'm working on personally, and again, this is, you know, conversations that I've been having all week, was what we talked about yesterday, not making any excuses. I had time to reflect, and I realized that I've been making excuses for myself.
Yeah.
Right? I've been ducking the action.
Got
I've been
that
running.
Effect on people sometimes. 30 seconds, somebody big.
Listen, I'm like, man, I have to find a way to step out of my own way and find a way to, it's not that I lack belief because I know I can do anything that I want to do, but I feel like the excuses is comfort zone, right? When you constantly make excuses for yourself. Exactly.
Don't be uncomfortable.
Mm.
When you get too comfortable, then you're uncomfortable. You're going to need to make something else to be, you know?
Yeah.
You need to make something else to be.
Yeah.
If you don't be comfortable. Because that's when you're at your, when you're comfortable, you're at your easiest to take advantage of.
Yes. Yep.
Or whatever it may be. You can look at anything that went to prison, the Diddy's, the R. Kelly's, they got too comfortable at what they was doing.
Come on now. Come on now. Way too comfortable.
I mean, you got away with it so many times. How many times you thinking?
Yeah.
So don't get too comfortable. Always try to reinvent.
Yeah.
Always try to, you know, keep yourself motivated to continue to do something trendsetting or something that, do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it again. What you did to get that, do it again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get comfortable at doing that if you can, which make it so hard.
And growth is being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We were talking about that too. It puts you in a position. If it doesn't feel right as far as growing pains, then that means you're doing something right because you're taking yourself out of the norm, out of your element. And you are a person who have very, very great discipline, like physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. How does that happen? Like how do you develop outside of what your grandparents showed you? What was it inside of you that forced you to say, you know what, I want to think this way? Because the people that know, you know.
Conscious.
But for the people that don't know, you are really a genius.
You got to have a conscience. You got to be tapped into something outside of you that's bigger than you.
Yeah.
You got to have something to look forward towards, you know, that's bigger than you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, wake me up for the impossible.
Come on now.
They saying we can't. You can't. You believe that? Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Wake me up right there. I'm going to start stretching and doing my stretches right there.
Yeah. As soon as they say you can't. Yep. Yeah. Let me show you why I can. But not to prove to you.
No. Nah,
it's for me.
I mean, how much you gonna pay to see it?
Yeah.
You wanna pay to see it? Yes, yeah. We can.
Let me show you how it works. We gotta go to break. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth.